Well, here in the Gulf and Arab capitals, Operation Economic Outcast is now in play. The Trump administration stepping up its campaign to cut Iran off from the global economy here, threatening secondary sanctions against countries, banks, and companies that continue doing business with Tehran. The opening salvo basically targets everything from Iranian oil sales to digital asset networks, but the announcement was also light on some details and stopped short of naming and shaming countries in the crosshairs. The Treasury Secretary basically saying instead, you know who you are and you can expect a call from Trump on the timeline. Now, China, the UAE, Turkey, Iraq and India are among the top trading partners of Iran. And new CNBC reporting says this effort, if implemented, could significantly sever Tehran's economic lifelines after nearly 6 months of war. Yunus is going to speak about China in a moment, but here in the UAE, Dr. Anwar Gargash, diplomatic advisor to the UAE president, posted on X just a short time ago saying the escalating economic pressure announced overnight shows Iran's attacks on the Gulf states have backfired, deepened its isolation, and weakened its position. As for Iran, its top voices are also doing their best to dismiss this campaign. The parliamentary speaker, Mohammad Ghalibaf, said no one believes the American bluster and also claims that Iran's trading partners had said they would ignore the warnings. And Iran's economy minister also saying Tehran is prepared and warning that its response may not be purely defensive.